This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, our first story has made quite a splash today because Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka has announced that disrespecting the national language can get you a fine of up to 50,000 ringgit, even a stint in prison. But it's very important to say it's quite unclear what disrespecting BM actually means.
Let's get down to what was actually said, right? So this is going to be done through amendments to the Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka Act of 1959. And DBP Board of Governors Chairman Professor Datuk Sri Awang Sarian said that the two punishments were among the items proposed in the amendments to the Act. Now, it's in the final stage of discussion before being presented to the PM next month. DBP is also asking for the National Language Act, which the DBP Act sits under, to be amended so that DBP can carry out its duties as a language enforcer more effectively. So, you know, this sort of, I think, language is surrounding some of these questions of what it means to disrespect a language, what it means to enforce a language, right? So during DBP's 66th anniversary celebration, Awang Sarian said that this isn't about grammar or spelling errors necessarily, but more about disrespect, right? And it's he says that the fine is not to punish people, but instead to evoke love and patriotism to the country. All of which doesn't necessarily clarify much.
A lot to unpack, because I think one way to evoke love is punishment or the threat of punishment. So I think firstly, there is that to consider whether or not the stick in this context, the stick for a vague offence is necessarily the way to go. The other thing, of course, is that if we're not talking about grammar or spelling, then are we talking about stand-up comedy routines, right? Are we talking about people directly poking fun at Bahasa, at Bahasa Melayu and what that actually means? Because I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of ways that you could define and contextualize a disrespect or even a disregard for language. But when you take out grammar and spelling errors, I'm not actually sure what we have left.
We have a fair number of laws that can be quite subjective in their execution. And I'm not a big fan of adding another one to that list, you know?
Especially when it comes to the use of something that is dynamic and changing, which language always is, and which is something that we've said on the show ad nauseum. So we are in no position to talk about what disrespecting a language means, especially from a, you know, from the point of view of the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka Act. But we are going to explore this concept after this, right? What does this mean? The idea of disrespecting BM. We'd like to hear from you. Do you support this move? Again, so Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka is saying that they're looking into amendments to the Act to say that disrespecting the national language can get you a fine of up to 50,000 ringgit. Let us know what you think. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be joined by Emeritus Professor Datuk Dr. Teo Kok Siong, who is a Principal Research Fellow of the Institute of Ethnic Studies in UKM. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about an announcement from Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka that they're looking into amendments to the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka Act 1959 to say that disrespecting the national language can get you a fine of up to 50,000 ringgit, possibly even a stint in prison, although how long that stint in prison could be and what disrespect means remain unclear as yet. We'd like to hear from you, though. Do you support this move? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Speaking to us now on this subject is Emeritus Professor Datuk Dr. Teo Kok Siong, Principal Research Fellow of the Institute of Ethnic Studies in UKM. Professor Teo, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah.
So, as we said, the government has announced that this move will see an amendment allowing for DBP to take action against individuals who do not respect the national language. What did you make of this?
Yeah, to me, there are two sides of the coin. meaning to say they are very closely related, although they seem to be very different. Well, a fine of 50,000 ringgit and also a jail time. Yeah, on one hand, I think the fine is a bit too high and the jail term is also a bit too much. Meaning to say, disrespecting Bahasa Melayu is something equivalent to serious crime, you see. But I think it is done purposely to be like that because the national language of Bahasa Melayu as the language of the nation should be seen as something very important in the sovereignty of the country. And on the other hand, this fine of 50,000 ringgit and also this jail term by anybody who disrespects the national language. It's a way to punish. But I think more importantly, it is for us to change our attitude from a negative one to a positive one. So, we need attitude change. And also, this attitude should be eradicated, because Bahasa Melayu as the language of the nation should also be seen as a part of this less majesty thing, you know.
Dewan Bahasa and Pusaka hasn't stated what disrespecting a language actually involves. Can you help us get a sense of what this might mean? What would an offence in this context entail?
Yeah, so far we have not seen what disrespectful to Bahasa Melayu means. But I think, of course, you can look it at various angles. First, from the reverence angle. That means Bahasa Melayu should be recognized as the language of the nation. We should appreciate it as the language of the nation. And also, it has a value of the language of the nation. See? And the second aspect is, I think, to show consideration for Bahasa Melayu, especially in the official domain. And thirdly, you have to abide by the Perkeliling Perkhidmatan Bilangan 1 tahun 2020. It is about pemerkasaan, penggunaan bahasa kebangsaan dalam perkhidmatan awam. So I think this is what it should mean by being disrespectful. And in our constitution, federal constitution, Article 152, number 6, it's written there that Bahasa Melayu as the official language should be used for official purpose, which means any purpose of the government, whether the government is federal or state, and that also includes any purpose of a public authority. So it's from the government to the people and from the people to the government in this respect, official use. Yeah.
Now, they've said that the aim of this is not to punish, but to foster a sense of patriotism. Talk to us about the relationship between language and patriotism, especially in the Malaysian context.
Yeah, I think in the sense, it's not about punishment. It's about this semangat patriotisme. I think we should see it in this way, that Bahasa Melayu as the language of the nation, whether it is the national language or it is the official language, it is the national identity for this country, firstly. And secondly, Bahasa Melayu as the country's language should be seen as the cultural identity for the people. So I think patriotism should be seen in this way, that it is very important that we speak, and we speak good Malay. For the national identity of Malaysia and also the cultural identity of the people of Malaysia.
So language is overall such an abstract system of communication, right? Especially when we consider the shift of culture and values. If we factor that in, what potential issues can arise from this sort of enforcement?
Yeah, to me, I don't think there should be any potential issues because, there shouldn't be any potential issues. This is all done in good faith, you know, good intention for the nation. Because all this while, since 1957, we built this country, and since then we are involved in nation building. Bahasa Melayu as the language of the nation has not been duly respected. Yeah, that is a fact, you know. So I think it's done in good faith after some 65 years. Things should change, you know, and this is one way to change those things. And of course, I think we as the citizens of this country should take it in good faith that it is done with good intention for the nation. So I think there shouldn't be any issues.
Prof, in closing, are there other initiatives that you'd like to see put in place to encourage the usage of BM?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you see, there's no other place in the world where the citizens of the country, in particular, do not respect the national language. You know? This is only one place in the world, Malaysia, where its very own citizens do not respect the language of the nation. So I think it is high time that something should be done, you see. And to me, we should create this conception or this concept or this notion of Bahasa Melayu as the language of the nation. So we should be educating our young about Bahasa Melayu in its function as a national language, which is very different from its function as the official language, you see. So we have to educate our young so that when they grow up, they can understand the notion of Bahasa Melayu being the language of Malaysia in its capacity as the national language and in its capacity as the official language. These are two different concepts, you see. Singapore adopts Bahasa Melayu as the national language, but Singapore does not adopt Bahasa Melayu as the main official language. So there are two different things. We should teach our people that Bahasa Melayu as a national language, it means the language of the people of Malaysia, and Bahasa Melayu as the official language, that means it is the language for the people of Malaysia to progress. Yeah.
Professor Theo, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Emeritus Professor Datuk Dr. Theo Kok Siong, Principal Research Fellow of the Institute of Ethnic Studies in UKM, speaking about an initiative or an announcement, really, from Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka that disrespecting the national language can get you a fine of up to RM50,000. And this is going to take place under amendments to the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka Act. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. Is this a move that you support? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. So we have messages that are coming in.
Messages that have, I think, some very interesting thoughts. Benjamin says, disrespecting BM is such a wide net. The SMS shorthand for BM has become so difficult to comprehend that if you don't use it often. Secondly, many words have been taken from English. Betola Ansor is now compromise. So This is an interesting one because, again, what does disrespecting a language actually means, particularly when language is something that evolves? There are different situations. There's a large difference between official comms, which our prof earlier was talking about, and everyday language, which might take on many different forms. And yeah, I would also like more clarity in terms of what disrespect actually entails.
What disrespect entails and also in what context? Because I think a lot of the conversation earlier is framed in the understanding of, as you said, official communication. And by that, we mean communication in the public sector, governmental communication. And so if we compare and contrast that to how it might be used, like you said, in an everyday context, when is something considered disrespectful and is it going to change depending on the context that we're using BM in? So I think something like that is important to consider. But also that point about words being taken from English, right? This is something that we've seen happen slowly. We've also seen official definitions come to include and encompass these words by Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka, for example. And, you know, you can take that as part and parcel of the evolution of language, the growth of language. But yes, it does blur the lines in terms of what it is that we are aiming for directly when we say that you want to encourage love of and usage of BM.
Jerry says, don't we have better things to do, such as the economy and cost of living, before we spend time and resources on these language issues? Where are our priorities?
So the question there, I guess, is in how much resources is actually going to be taken up by enforcement? Because, again, the corresponding thing that's going alongside this is not just to strengthen or to amend the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka Act, but also to amend the National Language Act, the Parent Act, which is going to allow DBP to carry out its duties as a language enforcer, right? And what that means is also vague at the moment, because does it mean more capacity for more resources? Does it mean more capacity under the law to be able to actually issue fines, things like that? In terms of priorities, I think that that's also a good question.
Stephen says, I don't agree with the prof that this is in good faith. How do you promote love for a language by fining your citizens? And what exactly is disrespecting BM? How can we allow the interpretation of disrespecting to some civil servants?
So I think that to me, the key point there is this idea of promoting a love of language via, like I said earlier, the stick, via enforcement, as opposed to the ways in which we have seen this done elsewhere, which is the promotion of art, literature, of entertainment in the form. I mean, this is how soft power is how many languages flourish. And to see us take the opposite stance on it, I think is kind of an interesting one, to say the least.
And going back to that question of resources, right? I really actually would prefer to see resources being put into those things, creating opportunities and spaces where people can have fun with the language and learn to love the language. I like this from Lok, who says, I woke up this morning, not sure why, suddenly I love my national language. Language. So that a fine would do that, I think.
A fine would do that. But then I think this is also where we come to this is also where we come to, how is it that you want to create the sense of love, and also what is your timeline? Because the truth is, evoking this sense, right, and trying to shape things, change things, it could take a while. And a fine is a shortcut, yes, but I don't know if it's going to be the most effective. Anyway.
One particular point that's being made by quite a number of people. So Stephen says, first thing when being respectful is to get the name right. So is it Bahasa Melayu or Bahasa Malaysia? Amar says, if you want Malaysians to respect the language, change it to Bahasa Malaysia. Thinakaran says, I believe most of us are still confused. Is it Bahasa Melayu or Bahasa Malaysia? To encourage wider adoption, the language should welcome ownership by every Malaysian.
So, okay, this is what we found out, right? And this is according to an FAQ on the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka website, which ties it back to the Constitution. So as long as Article 152 of the Constitution, which states, and it's something the professor, our guest, brought up earlier as well, that the national language is the Malay language, which is then translated as Bahasa Melayu, then the official name of the national language of Malaysia is Malay, or Malay language. Hence, again, Bahasa Melayu. However, in sort of more common parlance, or as a shared definition, Bahasa Malaysia is also acceptable or used in addition to the term Bahasa Melayu. So that is an answer of sorts. It's tied back to how the language itself is constitutionally defined. Now, I think what we are seeing, though, from these messages and from our hearts and souls as Malaysians is also the importance of what the term has come to mean. Because I agree that if we want to really instill it as a national language, to instill a love, ownership and use of it, then pedantry aside and you know, true definitions aside, I think that Bahasa Malaysia is one that feels more natural to many of us.
Yes, especially if we want to go down the path of also making it distinct from Bahasa Indonesia, for instance, right? And I think it is important, right? This notion of ownership, the notion of belonging. So when we say Bahasa Malaysia, it kind of opens up the language. So if the idea here is to encourage everyone, regardless of their ethnic background, to think of the language as their own, then opening it up and making it seem like it's for all Malaysians is, I think, a good step in the right direction. But I say that acknowledging that this has also got a political component to it. Even during, I think, my time in school, I remember shifting back and forth to the subject being called Bahasa Melayu and then Bahasa Malaysia and then back again.
This is why everyone calls it BM. Yes. This is why ultimately everyone's like, what time is BM starting? What time's the BM paper? You know, nobody is going around necessarily because it's just confusing. And I think what I find most disappointing is the point that you just brought up, which is the political component to it, affecting how words are used, which is something that we see a lot, unfortunately. So I think we've got time for a couple more messages because there's so many. Mizi says, I don't think it's fair to penalise or punish users of a language, national or otherwise. Shouldn't the MOE or teachers or educationists also be called to task for failing to promote and sustain the usage of the language?
So again, the call to task to me sounds very harsh. I would agree that if they have a job to do and they're not doing it well, then yes. But I don't know. When it comes to things like this, I feel like taking the soft approach, the positive approach, positive affirmation approach is always so much more effective than the stick. And I just think that we're not doing enough of that. We're not doing enough to promote it as something that's a good thing to take up rather than something that you can get punished for if you don't.
Let us know what you think. We're talking today about Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka announcing that disrespecting the national language could get you a fine of up to 50,000 ringgit should there be an amendment to the Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka Act that goes through. Let us know, do you support this move? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.